Welcome to Author Express. Thanks for checking us out. This is the podcast where you give us 15 minutes of your time and we give you a chance to hear the voice behind the pages and get to know some of your favorite writers in a new light. I'm one of your hosts, Kathleen Basie. I'm an award-winning musical composer, a feature writer, essayist, and of course, storyteller. Let me tell you a little bit about today's guest. Michelle Kwasniewski translated her career behind the scenes in entertainment into an award-winning young adult trilogy that shines a spotlight on the darker side of fame. Starting out as a set production assistant on movies such as Independence Day and Evita, Michelle moved to the small screen and worked her way up the ladder to production manager on television shows such as Big Brother. A lifelong Southern California resident, Michelle always dreamed of writing books, despite almost failing seventh grade English grammar. The Rise and Fall of Danny Trueheart trilogy consists of books Rising Star, Burning Bright, and Falling Star. About Rising Star, Publishers Weekly said, Kwasniewski deftly conveys nuanced family dynamics and interpersonal relationships from a teen perspective. Kirk is called Burning Bright, a realistic and absorbing look at a teen celebrity's struggle with the pressures of success. Kirk is called the final installment of the trilogy eminently readable. High praise indeed. Welcome to Author Express, Michelle.
Thanks for having me, Kathleen.
It's so good to have you. We all have like this dream of working in Hollywood. And as a person now, I no longer dream of being in front of the camera so much, but I think it would be super interesting to be in the support network behind that. So what is that like to be production assistant, production manager? What does that even mean?
I like it because in the sense I thought I wanted to be an actor as well. Actually went to college to major in acting. And after my first audition, I was like, this is not for me. I don't have the thick skin. So I ended up transitioning to a technical theater, which is a total major, who knew? And I specialized in stage management, set design, lighting design. I built the sets, I did everything. And I fell in love with stage management. I really liked being there to coordinate all the bits and pieces to bring the show together.
So props and lighting and like you're just in charge of everybody.
You study all of those aspects and the stage manager is basically like the person who calls all the shots during the show. The lighting cues, the set cues, they talk to the backstage manager who is running the actors and making sure the props are where they need to be. So that's what I majored in. And then I thought maybe I'd move to New York. And then when it came time to move, I was like, oh, I don't know. So I'm a big like pivot girl in my life, apparently. So I did one theater show here where I worked for 3 months. I made $300. So I was supplementing my job with other shows. And when they had asked me to volunteer because they were doing a show for young adults with special needs. And so I said, of course. So I did the lighting and I called the show for that. It was just a weekend thing.
You're hitting all of my heart points because I have a daughter with Down syndrome.
I saw her birthday gift and I was just in tears because she was so excited because I was like, well, what is it that she's going to be so excited about? So it was just very, very sweet. Very sweet.
Yes. Anyways.
And then I met someone, he was doing the lighting design and I was helping out with everything else. And then he introduced me to my first job. He invited me first to go to Japan, which I was like, no, I don't want to go to Japan to work because again, too far. If New York's too far, Japan's definitely too far. And then he got me a job at a company called Kennedy Marshall. And you might have heard them. Kathy Kennedy is now huge with the Star Wars franchise and Disney. And I worked there for a year and then kind of swung on to films, like film sets. And then I went to television on top of that, after that.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned Independence Day and Evita, and both of those were like blockbuster things. That's just incredible.
Really lucky to get on that. And again, you never really know how it's going to turn out. And Independence Day was just so much fun. And that was my first long-term PA gig. And then when I went to Evita, it was like a long shot for me going because I had to kind of beg to get on. But speaking Spanish was helpful because they had American teams, Argentinian teams, Hungarian teams, and British teams. Every country went to, every country represented on the set had their own team. So there's so many ADs. And when they were in Argentina, they wanted someone who could speak the dialect. But little did they know, including me, that the dialect for Argentina is way different than my high school Spanish in Los Angeles. But we made it work and it was a lot of fun. So, but it's, you still get a lot of the pressure from, you know, being in front of the camera. There's a lot of pressure. There's a lot of perks. Everyone loves to hear your stories. But at the end of the day, I just found it was really, really long hours. And you really have to have a firm hand on your moral compass. Because my God, it's true. Like what happens on set or on location stays on location. And I came back from location like shook. And I was like, you know what? I just don't know that this is where I want to be. So I stayed another like 8 years and then got out.
The name of this podcast is Author Express, and we have already gone on longer about this than we would normally. No, it's so fascinating. I would love to talk. Like, we could do an entire podcast episode on that alone, but I think you probably would like to talk about your book.
Of course. I'm so sorry about that.
No, you don't need to apologize at all. Actually, the first question that we normally ask is the most interesting thing about where you're from. And I think you have just like really told us all of that in great detail. So that's fantastic. Let's actually kind of move into your YA series a little bit. Can you summarize the whole concept of this series in one sentence, Tall Order?
So this series explores the dark shadows that the spotlight casts on a young teenage singer who rises to the pinnacle of international pop star fame and how it affects her development, her family, and friends as she matures in front of the ever-present paparazzi and her army of rabid fans.
Yeah, that is so interesting. What made you come up with the idea for this book?
Pitching different shows. I used to work at a television production company and they did reality TV. So I, you know, got in the habit of trying to pitch little shows here and there. And then when I had our son, I took time off work because it was 14-hour days and a baby don't mix. But I found that I was so used to working long hours, I had extra time in my day. My friend suggested starting to write something and I wanted to write something, but I didn't have a lot of time to do research. So I thought, what do I know? And I looked at my career and I'm like, there's a lot there. And really, I started thinking about what the things I didn't like. Because, you know, we lived in near Westlake Village where like Britney Spears was living. And she was just going through starting her whole long battle with the conservatorship. There was a lot going on. And I think people don't realize all the behind the scenes stuff that happens. You know, you see a red carpet, you see a premiere and you think it's great. But there's a lot of heartache and hardship. And jockeying for position when you're in the spotlight. And it's not just that once you get there, you have to keep producing to stay relevant. People are ready to snatch your spot. So I kind of wanted to talk about that, but I had in particular wanted to deal with teens. It's so hard to be a teenager. Everything is so black and white because you haven't matured yet enough to see the various shades of gray, that not everything is so dire. And you're still trying to figure out who you are, and you usually have parents with rules and morals. Do you agree with them? Do you not agree with them? You've got peer pressure from friends. Where are you going to go to college? Who are you going to be? It's just so much going on. And in this day and age, it's so easy to be famous with Instagram and everything going on with social media. So I just don't think people think about the full term of what that means to be famous, whether it's social media famous or movie star famous. There's a lot that goes on with it that's negative.
Yeah. I mean, it's really interesting. I've actually been listening to a podcast about Taylor Swift, and I've heard stories about her as a young girl and how her mother was going on stage with her and, you know, urging her to be polite and how to deal with things. So that's actually what I first thought about when you're talking about a teenage pop star. Having watched all of that go through, it's just a very relevant topic, and I'm sure very interesting to lots and lots of readers.
Thanks. I hope so. And I think a lot of people have like dreamed of being famous. Who doesn't sing into their shampoo bottle, you know, and they're in the shower and no one's listening. I mean, I think everyone has that feel. Music really affects people. And I know that you are a choir director and I'm in a choir too. So well done. And music is really affects people on just such an emotional, physical level. It's not just the words. It's the way it affects your body and your brain. So I really wanted to try and capture that. And, you know, we all love pop music.
Yeah. Well, it looks like, judging by Kirkuson Publishers Weekly, you really must have nailed it. So we're all looking forward to reading these books now.
Thank you. Thank you. I've been very lucky. It's been a slow burn. The first book took a while to catch on, but it's now the third book's out. It's really been catching some momentum. So I'm hoping it ticks off.
That's fantastic. What do you hope readers will take away from reading your novel, aside from the dark underbelly? Is there a takeaway for the person in their regular life?
One, I think it's always a safe bet to chase your dreams. But I think you just need to look at the full prospect, you know? It might not always turn out the way you like it, but doesn't mean that chasing your dreams is a bad thing. And I really just think that everyone could just give a little grace to anyone in the public eye, because there's a lot going on. You know, they might have a fight with their mom, or a fight with their boyfriend, or, you know, they woke up with a bad hair day or a headache or whatever. And I think that a lot of grace could be given went to people in front of the camera or choosing to be in that spotlight, because they're humans too. And really, sometimes it's just none of our business. And I think a lot of that could be happening now, and it's just kind of not.
When did it become our job to judge everybody?
In life, I think my compass has been, I just turn it back on myself. Well, what, I want someone talking about me like that? And I really try to, I feel like it's a totally simplistic way, But it's a really good guide. I don't want people talking about my marriage or how I'm raising my son or, you know, heaven forbid, what I'm wearing, which is a sweater and then nice sweatpants below because you can't see. I think everyone, because social media, we have access to everyone's inner thoughts, which we should never do. It's the worst idea. And then that makes people feel entitled and privileged to say what really should never be heard by anyone else.
That's all very true. Words of wisdom, keeping it real here. What part of writing brings you the most joy?
I think it's usually in the editing process because the first draft is kind of a wild ride because I'm a pantser. I don't outline. Everything is kind of just in my head. I usually know where I'm going at the end, but sometimes that changes too. So I think in the editing process is being able to polish and find that exact word that I'm looking for to get that emotion or that feeling or the look of the room or whatever it is across. That to me is always such a satisfying moment. And it's doubly satisfying when a reader actually comes back to me with the, oh my gosh, or they like a certain thing. And it's happened on a few different points in the series where I really felt like that I nailed that right. So I was happy with that.
Oh gosh, that's got to feel fantastic. All right. Awesome. Okay. Well, tell us, where's the best place for people to find you if they want to hear more about your books or about you and this fascinating world that you have, which you, by the way, should totally be sharing about.
Thank you. I am at my website, which is michellekwasniewski.com, michellekwasniewski.com. My books are sold around the world. They're available on Amazon, on barnesandnoble.com, Target, Walmart, in your favorite bookstore, and they're in your libraries too, so they're just everywhere.
Excellent. All right, and so as we close up today, tell us, what book or story inspires you the most?
Well, I am usually very inspired by whatever I'm reading right now. And right now I am reading The Book of Accidents by Chuck Wendig. And I am so fascinated with how he's telling his story. The way he's unfolding it is very different for me. And his character descriptions are beautiful. And just his descriptions of it's got a lot of paranormal phenomenon. And the way he's describing it, because it's very unique, he does a very good job of putting you in it so you can understand what's going on. Because I've read books before where the description hasn't been as accurate or descriptive and I've been kind of lost. Almost like Stephen King, but like the next generation of Stephen King. It's been very enjoyable so far. So I can't wait to see how it is.
Very good. All right. Well, thank you so much for being such a great guest. And maybe we'll have everybody follow up with Michelle so you can pick her brain about all of those fascinating stories that we didn't have time for today.
Well, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
It's our pleasure.
Nice meeting you, Kathleen.
Thanks for joining us today. We hope you'll take a second to give us some stars or a review on your favorite podcasting platform. We'll be back next Wednesday, and in the meantime, follow us on Instagram at Author Express Podcast to see who's coming up next. Don't forget, keep it express, but keep it interesting.